Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechta Zvachim, and we are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Beis. Kachim b'kachim, min b'mino. Let's say different people's korbanos got mixed in with each other, and they're all the same min of the animal. You can't tell whose belongs to who. Zayukav l'shem mishuhu, v'zayukav l'shem mishuhu. So you bring it l'shem, whoever the owner is. Meaning the Kohen doing the avodah should say that he's doing this avodah for whoever the true owner happens to be. He doesn't have to have the name of the guy in mind, and therefore it's going to work. Kachim b'kachim min b'sheinu mino. But if korbanos get mixed up with each other, and they are different kinds of animals, but they all belong to the same guy. So Yiruachi Stavu, they should be grazed until they get a mum via machru, and then they could be sold. And then the kedusha of the korbanos is now on the money, and the korbanos themselves, because the animals themselves are now chulin. So now you take that money and you buy animals that are worth at least as much as the most expensive in the group for each of your chiyuvim. You buy each of the different types of korbanos with money worth at least as much as the most expensive of the animals that were in that tarovis. Obviously, it's going to cost you a little extra money, so you got to pay that out of pocket. If your korbanos get mixed up with a bechor or with a meiser behema, where you're not allowed to be pulled to those things, so you let them graze until they develop a mum, and then you're pulled to the korbanos that are not the bechor and the meiser, meaning you turn them into chulin. So now you have a tarovis of chulin with a bechor and meiser, v'yachlu k'bechor k'meiser, and they eat them all with the limitations of a bechor and a meiser. Hakol yicholin les arev, any kind of carbon can become mixed up with any other kind, chutz min achatos min ha'asham, except for a chatos with an asham, because chatos and asham will never be the same animal, because an asham has to be a ram, and a chatas cannot be a ram, so you'll never have that situation. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Ashram Shinasariv B'Shlamim. If you have a carbon ashram that gets mixed in with a carbon shlamim, you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you are poda both of them, and you buy new carbonos with corresponding to the more expensive of the two. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Mishchatu B'Tzafon, that you take them both and shech them in the northern part of the Azara, because shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, but nothing wrong with shechting a shlamim in the northern part of the Azara, so you didn't do anything wrong. And you eat it with the more limiting restrictions that a carbon asham would have, meaning there's nothing wrong with only male kohanim eating a shlamim either. There's nothing wrong with finishing the carbon shlamim meat that day and night and not giving it a second day. So just give it all the restrictions. So Amalo, Ein Ravim Kachon Besop Sil, Chum say, no, but you do stand to lose, because what if you don't finish it by that day? What if you don't finish it on time? So then you're going to be maybe the Besop Sil, so that's not a good thing. I'm sorry, I think I just lost my place. Yeah, so then you're going to be, Amrlo, Ein Ravim Kachon Besop Sil, you can't bring Kachon Besop Sil. Nisarvu Chatichos Bechatichos. Now, if pieces of meat from one carbon get mixed up with pieces of meat from another carbon, Kachon, 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 Kalim, Haneachol Niyam Yachad, Neachol Nishnei Yamim, or meat that's supposed, from a carbon that's supposed to be eaten for only one day, gets mixed in with meat that's supposed to be eaten for 2 days, Yachol Karmel Shaben. You eat it with the stricter of the two possibilities of what type of carbon it was. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we had said that if kachim gets mixed in with other kachim, but it's all the same min, so the kohen should just have in mind whatever the bailam is. If kachim gets mixed in with other kachim, but it's different minim, you let them develop a mum, you sell them, and you buy only the most expensive type to replace all of them, and you pay out of pocket for the difference. If carbon gets mixed in with a bechor or a meiser, you let it graze until it develops a mum, and you treat treat all the animals with the restrictions of Bechor and Meiser. And then we said that a Chatas and an Asham cannot be mixed in with one another because they're different types of animals. And then Mishnah Gimel, we said that if an Asham gets mixed in with a Karban Shlamim, you let it graze until it develops a mum. And Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to do that. You could shech them both with the limitations of an Asham in the north and let them both be eaten only by male Kohanim and only for that one day. And the Chum said, no, that's asking for trouble because you're going to be maybe cut from the base of soul if you don't finish it on that day. And then we said, if pieces of meat of different korbanos get mixed in with each other, like kachim kachim with kachim kalim, so you just treat it with the more strict of the two dinim. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Dalet.